Well, it's not really a tailgate, but it'll do. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk, kind of, sort of. So I'm here on my front porch of my office, and I decided I'd let Tuff and Buddy help me out with my tailgate talk today, but Buddy has other things to do, so he's a little hungry, I guess. And as you can see, Tuff, you know, if I ever sit down, he decides he has to be a lap dog. So these are the bosses of the operation. And you know, they're pretty helpful. They're pretty helpful around here. They've both been to cow dog school, as you know, if you watch tailgate talks very often. They've both been to cow dog school. They know how to work cows and herd cows and all that stuff, and they're pretty helpful around here. They stick pretty close to me. I mean, everywhere I go around here, if I'm in the gator checking cows or in the truck, whatever, I mean, they're with me. Old Tuff likes to ride in the tractor, and he can climb up in there on his own, little bitty old short legs and all. I mean, he's pretty able to do pretty much anything he wants to do. Buddy sticks to the home place, unless he's in the gator checking cows with me and all that stuff. But, you know, this hot weather has really, you know, it's kind of hard on them. I mean, they've got that coat of fur on them, and it's, you know, the hot weather kind of wears them out. And one particular day we came back, and they were really worn out. And I kind of had to get a little, what we call B-roll footage from a tailgate talk so you guys could enjoy it. And you can just see kind of, well, I'll just let you enjoy it for just a second. I mean, this gives you an idea of just how worn out these guys can get. Life is that way for us nowadays, isn't it? I mean, isn't the world exhausting? It seems like we're always on the go, always running here and there, always got something to do. Can I just remind you today to take a minute on a regular basis? Just take a bit and rest in Jesus. What does that mean? You see, Jesus spoke to us in the book of Matthew chapter 11. And he said, you know, find your rest in me. As a matter of fact, he worded it like this. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He invited us to come to him, all who were weary and heavy laden. Why? Because he knew that life was going to be chaotic and crazy. And we were going to need rest for our souls. And so one of the most important things you can do is rest. And not just rest. You know, going to the lake is great, and sitting down by the pond with a fishing pole in your hand is great, but make sure Jesus is in the equation. Why? Because you need rest for your souls. Hey, that's just a thought from a guy who sits around on a farm with a couple of dogs, but I hope you'll take it to heart. Thank you so much for joining me on the porch. We'll be on the tailgate again next time. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Do us a favor and click that share button at the bottom of this video and help us get the word out about what LifeWord's doing, not just in Conway County, Arkansas, but around the world as we share the gospel of Jesus. I love you, and until next time, have a great week.